USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is looking for ways to reduce gun violence in America. Speaking at a White House roundtable, he noted it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Our strategy to fund other vital services, like mental health and substance abuse disorder programs, job training, and summer job programs. And this is going to help prevent crime and support young people to pick up a paycheck instead of a pistol.
Biden meeting with Attorney General Merrick Garland and leaders from Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Memphis. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's prepared to work through the August recess to get President Biden's infrastructure agenda passed. The New York Democrat telling members they should prepare for a busier work period than normal with the possibility of late night and weekend votes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ashley Katana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Former President Donald Trump closed out CPAC in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, criticizing President Joe Biden's handling of the unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton compares the current president's approach to border security to the former president's on Fox News.
There were lots of things that were really working well. The numbers came way down. And sure enough, here we are a year later. We have the worst numbers that I think I've ever seen. We have more drug trafficking. We have more human trafficking. We have more sex trafficking. It is a disaster. And for some reason, the cartels are the only ones that I think are benefiting. I don't even think the people coming here are benefiting.
Rhode Island Democrat Senator Jack Reed says President Biden's decision to pull troops out of Afghanistan was likely the best of many poor choices. The Senate Armed Service Committee chair saying he believes Cabal will be able to hold its own. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
One governor doing what he can to combat vaccine hesitancy in his state. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Iraqi explains.
Arkansas is one of the areas experiencing an uptick in COVID cases with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, having reported more than 1,000 new cases per day for the last several days. It also has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with just over a third of the state's residents fully vaccinated. Governor Asa Hutchinson has pushed residents to get vaccinated in the last few weeks, and tells ABC's This Week about the further efforts he's taking to try to combat hesitancy to the vaccines in his state.
We're working very hard to go to that population through the employer, through trusted advisors such as the clinics, making sure they have the information and overcoming the hesitancy or just the simply we're putting it off approach. I've started community conversations, going to cities. I'll be in six cities next week in Arkansas, simply talking about what are the concerns, what are the community ideas to how we can do this better in terms of increasing that population and their vaccination rate.
Bill Cosby may be a free man now, but he won't be invited back to do stand-up anytime soon at one of New York's legendary comedy clubs. The owner of the comedy club Cellar in Greenwich Village saying there is no way the disgraced comedian will ever grace a stage at his comedy club. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.